This story, it comes from South Australia, but if you've ever been fined for running a red light and been shot by a camera, and then a couple of weeks later you get the fine in the mail, well, you might want to listen up to this. A bloke in South Australia managed to get his red light camera fine overturned. He successfully argued that because the red light camera, I guess you could say, wasn't tested properly, the fine wasn't valid.
So how often do they test these things? I was wondering. But South Australian police will have to close 134 intersections each month to test red light cameras.
Yeah, so close them down and run cars through them to verify that the cameras are actually working as they should. So is there a similar procedure here in Queensland? Christine Smythe is a legal expert, former president of the Queensland Law Society. Christine, this is an interesting case, wouldn't you say?
Good morning, listeners. Yes, very interesting. I want that man to come to my bathroom and challenge my bathroom scales because I'm pretty sure they're inaccurate.
So what's happening in Queensland? Is it a requirement that we have to test the red light cameras here regularly?
Yes, it is. Cameras like speedos in cars are defined by law as being scientific instruments. And at least in Queensland, the law defines those instruments to be accurate. There's about 3,000 mobile speed cameras are spaced around Queensland, and the Department of Transport installs red light cameras where there's a history of crashes and where it seems that the cause of the crash is going through red lights. And so if people want to know where these devices are, there's actually a Queensland website that lists them. But like any scientific instrument, there's always an accuracy variable of a small amount, which is why the red light camera can only operate once people have entered the intersection. So they get tested in Queensland once per year. That's the minimum. So in Queensland, the device testing has to be done at least once a year.
Okay.
At a calibration laboratory so that it conforms with the National Measurements Act. However, the speedo in the police cars has to be checked every 28 days. That's their dashboard speedo. So say, for example, you're being followed by a police car and they pull you over for speeding, their dashboard speedo has to be checked every 28 days, whereas the fixed cameras has to be checked once a year.
Once a year. And have you heard of a fine in Queensland being taken to court and a reason like this case in South Australia actually used?
Yes, this type of issue has come up more so in the past than now because the instrumentation has massively improved as the technology has improved. In fact, there's a famous case in Queensland where a person was able to show that a tree was speeding. I think that adds more meaning to blowing in the wind. But that was back in the old days when the devices were not as sophisticated and not as accurate. So with the old radars, they had one beam of light at a 15% angle. These days, the new radars have two streams of light at an angle of less than 5%. So it's much more or less likely to find a tree speeding these days.
Okay, that's an interesting incredible point to raise. And we did put in a request to Queensland Police to speak about this, and hopefully we can find out a bit more from the police and their testing regime for these devices tomorrow morning here on ABC Radio Brisbane. So, like you said, the speedos for police cars, their radar devices tested once a month, but the red light camera regulation as it stands in the Sunshine State is for those to be tested once a year, Christine.
Correct. And the presumption at law is that they are accurate. And if someone wants to challenge it, they have to go through a fairly expensive process. You have to make an application for a right to information about the device itself. And would you believe there's a fee associated with making that request? And then you have to, if you are concerned about it, you then have to get an expert in to have a look at it. And the cost of an expert can be somewhere in the region of $2,000 to $3,000 per day for them to give evidence as well as them testing the device. So you don't find people challenging them as often these days simply because the cost of going through the process is so expensive that it often outweighs the cost of the fine.
What about RBT? So the police on the side of the road, what about the guns that they use? Are they tested regularly as well?
Yes, those devices, they're all considered to be scientific instruments. They're all tested regularly, and the presumption at law is that they are accurate, and the onus is on the person challenging to prove that they're inaccurate.
Okay. So, like you said, for people who have a red light camera, fine, that they need to pay. Don't go thinking this is your get out of jail free card, Christine, by the sound
of it. Yes. Well, no, it'll be a very expensive get out of jail free card.
Yeah, absolutely. And we don't want to advocate for people to behave in such a way either. Red lights are there for a reason. Road rules are there for a reason. And hopefully, if you obey them, they could end up saving your life as well.
Absolutely.
Christine, good to chat through the implications of this. Thanks so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you, listeners.
And Christine Smythe, the former president of the Queensland Law Society. Should